Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Escape from Witch Mountain. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
We're in it. We're in the Halloween season. We're doing it.
Yep.
And we could be talking about really cool and scary haunted houses. Mm-mm. But it's Friday, baby.
Oh, you know that's not what you're in. It's not what you tuned in for.
No, you want the failure.
You want the ones that have maybe a lot of ambition and fall flat on their face.
This one is probably one of the worst that I found.
Oh, yeah.
Because finding the good ones is kind of easy. Finding the bad ones is a little more difficult. But once you find it, gold mine. Yeah, it's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I'm so excited. So I love these. Like, my head goes to them being like a Christian, like a Hell House type of a thing.
But no, that's actually good in a way that it's bad. Like, yeah, a good exactly. version. This is a bad version of what it's supposed to be, which is what we like.
We do.
We're going to go to Salem, Massachusetts. Scary.
Right? Already. It's already built in scary. What could go wrong?
Well, when you're kind of in the hub of where all like the touristy stuff is, they're going to get you.
Yes, yes. You know, I went to Salem once for Halloween.
I didn't go for Halloween. I've been there once, but not for Halloween.
It was obscenely touristy. Yeah, and it was still kind of fun, but like you couldn't even do any of the things. The graveyards were just packed with people, with balloons. And
dead and alive, I'm assuming.
Right? Yeah, it was like a melange of ghosts and regular human people. But there were funnel cakes everywhere, too. Yeah. It was like a theme park.
That's your takeaway from this?
Yeah, it's so cakes? Many funnel cakes.
So it was like the funnel cake situation was...
It was high. It was a
that's how you base a lot of things.
Extreme funnel cake situation.
It's kind of like you start with the funnel cake situation.
Yeah, like what's the groundwork for funnel cakes?
And
are we going fancy? Are we going like sprinkles, ice cream on top? Are we going straight up? Deep fried dough, a little powdered sugar. Yeah. What's happening here? Like to suss
sometimes
it out.
Sometimes I call them Zeppeli, depending on what form they're in.
Oh, my God.
Depends on where you get them.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Zeppeli.
You're not a Midwestern slob that's just used to a fucking funnel cake.
No, I'm looking like kind of like, a Coney Island Zeppeli. But they call it funnel cake, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Zeppelis, I think, funnel cakes are... Like more flat, I think, and kind of almost waffle-like. And I think Zeppelis are like more...
Like puffier?
Puffier, like round
yeah,
little...
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, like a cannoli, but not filled with any the same things.
Yeah, just a snowball of fried dough.
On that, welcome to Witch Mountain. I'm going to start with the description of Witch Mountain.
Great.
On the website to, you know, allure you in, like to kind of, you know, put
to
a spell... put a spell on you. Built by a professional haunted house design firm. Ooh, terrifying. This eerie adventure is certain to give you chills and thrills.
Hello.
Yeah, both, baby.
Both chills and thrills?
Yeah.
How will I even function?
Some haunted houses don't let you pick your level of fright. Witch Mountain does. You pick your level of fright.
I don't want to. I have to do so much work, though.
I know.
Can you just pick for
it's
me?
It's a lot of administration you have to do.
I don't like. Just tell me what to fear.
Well, you're going to get... high-tech animations and creepy ghost illusions.
Oh.
So not actual ghosts. They're just illusions.
Just illusions. So don't even... Don't worry. This isn't actually a haunted
they
place.
They really don't want you to, like... They really don't want to even kind of trick you into thinking, no.
They're like, this is a sham. This is fake. It's not real. It's our design firm wants you to know. Our fancy... Yeah. I just, like, a giant glass building in New York City.
Cooper and Roberts want you to know legally that it's not real. You won't believe your eyes. Well, I will, because you just told me it wasn't real. You won't believe your eyes as you enter a twilight world of ghosts, beasts, and...
twilight world.
Who wrote this?
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Of ghosts, beasts, and banshees.
Oh, ghosts, beasts, and then another word for ghosts.
Yeah.
Good. Ooh. Yeah. Banshees are ghosts, but they're like a screaming ghosts.
Okay. I thought it was like a Native American thing.
I think it is like a folklore type of a thing, but it's just, it's a ghost. Like, let's not beat around the bush. But I guess it's probably what's going to happen.
Yes.
We're going to get more of that, I think.
So, you know, like I said, it's in Salem. Mm-hmm. It's a tourist trap.
Yeah.
And that's very, very apparent by these reviews.
It's so interesting, too, how they're like, you can pick your own level of, like, as if that is compelling. Like,
I think
you
that
get
might
to have control.
That I really feel like that might just be, like, we an just excuse. Say that. You know what? When they're just like, listen, do you want to lose 800% fat? Mm-hmm. Or do you only want to lose 200% fat, like from a diet pill?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I want the most, but it's arbitrary.
Exactly.
You just think you're getting a different thing, but it's still doing the same thing, which
it's
is probably
like
nothing.
Messing with people's perceptions of what's inside.
Do you want to know what Melissa 7212 had to say?
I would love to.
Biggest haunted house scam I've ever seen.
What?
I never write reviews, but I had to for this thing.
I love when they say I never write reviews. It's like, you don't get to say that ever again after you say that. You know that, Melissa.
Well, she's laying it all on the line for this one, I guess. Okay. Witch Mountain Haunted House should not even call the haunted house. They charged me and my friend $18 each. You basically go in and led by a guy in a hooded mask into each room. He tells you to stop and watch the animatronic. And by that, I mean a moving witch skeleton figure who you can barely hear talk over the rusty gears churning in each room. There was no jumping out or scaring like a real haunted house. So after being led into each room, about four in total, and awkwardly standing there watching what they ask you to watch, the guy leads you to a door. Now I'm thinking, okay. I guess this is what is just the intro.
Mm-hmm. You're like, okay.
That was cute.
Great.
Nope. He opens the door into the mall and says, this is the scariest part of all, real life. Wow. They're really owning, like they took your money.
Just lead you from a couple of shitty rooms into a mall.
And then
at least you get your ears pierced now.
And then does a dad joke. That was 14 of the dollars. We walked out confused. Please don't waste your money on this. It's just another tourist trap.
Into a Macy's, though.
Yeah.
You get to buy some, you know, extra bras and a couple hair clips.
Yeah. And you get to go Buffalo Wild Wings and you made a day of it. It's sad to think that in Salem, Massachusetts, the town known for Halloween does not have a decent haunted attraction.
Hmm.
Caitlin G has to say, not worth the money.
Oh.
I was told 7 minutes and the best in Salem.
Whoa. Well, 7 minutes in heaven. Try 7 minutes in hell, baby.
But not hell, the good
one. But like a gross hell. Yeah. Like a more boring of a flood than a...
Was maybe 1 minute absolutely horrible, even at level 10. Do not do. Not worth your money.
Mm-hmm. She was like level 10 and they're like, yeah, sure.
And here's a letter from Bill, I guess. He writes it as a letter. Completely disappointed. Bought tickets for this haunted house. The person behind the counter told me it was about 6 minutes long. Mm-hmm. It was less than three with maybe four hunters trying to scare people. And the same hunters, ghost hunters, through the place. I don't know, it was hunters like for deer? Like,
yeah.
Are there bison here?
Where's a bunch of 10-year-olds named Hunter?
Oh, they're so annoying.
Whatever.
Eddie go Bauer.
Exactly. Massachusetts, right? They're just on their way to the mall.
Yeah. Hunter, no, Hunter Jr.
Hunter, get back in line.
Yes. A complete waste of money and time, as it should be embarrassed calling this a haunted house. It absolutely changed the entire mood of our visit to Salem. I do not recommend this for anyone at all. Horrible. Thank you, Whoa. Bill.
Thank you for your time, Billy. At least he's polite.
Yeah. Bill, even like, you can't shake Bill. You know, he won't be impolite just because he got burned.
No, he was raised a certain way. Yeah. You know what? No horrible Salem haunted house is going to change that.
No, not at all. Okay. Corin Lee says, dangerous with a rude staff. Ooh, plot twist.
Dangerous sounds scary, though.
Yeah, I
was like, is this
going
to be a good one?
I want danger.
I love rudeness.
Yeah, give me that danger, baby. Skip this one. Awful, rude staff that will literally shove you out of line into the attraction and then talk to you like you're an idiot. Funny how people who can't follow fire code think their customers are the dumb ones.
Whoa. She knows her fire code, so do not fuck with her. Yeah. Corinne knows her fucking fire code.
No. It's incredibly short walkthrough with no real scares besides some teenagers making growling noises.
That's pretty scary, too. Might I'm afraid of teenagers.
Might be their growling stomachs from waiting for that Buffalo Wild Wings. You know what I mean? That,
oh, yeah?
I'm promised. Yeah.
That funnel cake?
Yeah. Zeppeli. that's a callback, Rebecca. Oh. That's a comedy callback.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay, it's a little free.
It was worth it?
It's a little freebie, yeah.
Round of applause if it was worth it.
Incredibly short walkthrough, no scares besides the making growling noises. Totally unsafe. Overcrowding due to greedy staff. I mean,
greedy
the
staff.
I mean, are probably greedy, but the probably people that are running it are probably the greedy.
Yeah, I mean, the staff don't get all the profits of the haunted house.
No, it's not
so
a.
I don't think they give it.
They have
shit.
Stock options?
Yeah, or I don't know. They like own a piece of it. It's like a family run.
Is there
industry?
Maybe a commission?
It's
I don't
not,
know. There might.
It's
who
a
knows?
Big, yeah. giant firm, yeah. a cold firm.
They are selling more tickets than they have room for, so there's no time to look at anything anyway. Just awful, really low quality. And the 5 seconds you get to spend inside after being berated by employees on their periods.
Unsubstantiated.
Are not worth the $8.
We don't know.
That's okay. a cop-out. It's, yeah, it's a bit of a cop-out.
It just it degrades the your qualms.
Oh, wouldn't be worth $1.
Whoa.
I thought it was would be worth $1. Would not
would
be
not
worth,
be worth
no,
it. This person is like, I would not even pay $1 for this. Instead, if it's $18, it's about $4.25 per room.
Now, sick enough has to like it, right?
Sick enough.
Stay away.
Ooh.
Stay away. Huge disappointment. If you like a good scare, this is not the place to go. Yes, it's good for kids because there isn't anything really to scare them, except maybe towards the end. We told them it would be 10 minutes, and they can make it different degrees of scariness. My husband wanted it as scary as it gets.
Yeah, he loves it scary.
Yeah.
Herb likes it scary.
Yeah,
so
he does.
We took him to Salem. To
and he's
to
always
make
like,
scary.
Not as scary as being married.
Oh, wow.
The first 2 minutes you stand there and watch a video about how scared you're going to be.
This is the first mention of the video, which I appreciate. They're like, we're amping this. They show you a video about how scared. You don't need even, why even have the video if it's that bad?
It's like when you tell people, oh, this is funny. Listen to the story. It's very funny. Just tell
exactly.
it.
Why not put the production that you put into the video into the haunted house?
Maybe there's commercials for other stuff that they're doing. It's got other mall commercials. Yeah. You gotta make money.
Yeah.
There are 3 different rooms you go through. Each room, you just stand there and listen to the actor talking. Oh, actor.
Actor or animatronic? Get it. I mean, make a decision.
This must use up time. We were there maybe 5 minutes. Waste of time and money. You've been warned. Warned. We got Morgan Mime.
Oh. Morgan Mime.
Morgan the Mime.
Mm-hmm.
Huge waste of money. Anyone who writes a good review about this haunted house works there or is under 10 years old. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It took less than 2 minutes to get through and was mostly glow-in-the-dark walls. Scariest thing were the drop ceilings up above. Office building horror.
Ooh.
So that was, so if you're in Salem, go. I mean, yeah. Let me tell you something. If we end up in Salem,
I
think we're not going?
Yeah, we're
going
to be there. I'm going to spend $48 per person to go in there.
I was like, so one more time, baby. Level 2.
I'm going to exit through the mall. Yep. I'm going to go to a pretzel, Aunt Annie's Pretzel.
Yes.
I'm going to stop in there. I'm
so
going to go
to
a Hot
in.
Topic.
Level 1.
We're going to see the video.
See the video. Level 1, out, eat.
Yeah,
back in.
Exactly.
Level 2. Out of the mall, eat another food court.
Do you think if we say level 1, we're like, we are really easily scared.
Yeah.
Please, like the lowest level, we're like babies. They're
oh, we should
be
go
like,
in and freak
oh,
out.
Oh, shit.
We should hyperventilate and have them call.
All the hunters will be like, all the hunters left.
Yeah.
What? Then who are these people?
I want them to call an ambulance. I want them to really
right,
like
let's book a trip.
Yeah, that'd be great press for them.
That's true.
Do you know what also isn't worth it? Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Also not. No, it is. We feel
it's
that
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
$2 a month, bonus episodes. We're going to get some Halloween ones in there.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We're going to paint the front page glow in the dark.
Yeah. What level of scariness do you want?
You don't get a choice.
No.
So sorry. Very low level.
Yeah. Very low level, but fun for everyone who's a patron. So mm-hmm. check that out. And you can always check out. We're going to try to post more spooktacular stuff.
Oh yeah, it will be
Shocktober.
It'll give you a spookgasm.
Yeah. So this whole what they really, I mean that just shoehorned that one in there, huh? I just threw gasm at the end.
I had to.
Is there
to.
A thing called shoegasm? Like where you just love shoes? I feel like I've heard that before. Okay.
I feel like there's a TJ Maxx frame that's just like shoegasm.
Yeah.
It's like bedazzled, yeah. And you're like, what am I even gonna put in here? Pictures of shoes or me with shoes?
With live left love next to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And like rosé all day.
Yeah,
ah!
Yeah. And that is our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod, mm-hmm. to find some more scares, I guess.
Scurs.
Yeah, so
get scurred.
So we'll
lower our voices until we are not anything.
Now we're still here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.